First off, I would like to know, what's your connection or your relation to James Meredith?
I'm one of James Meredith's nieces. My mother is his younger sister, and also I'm the author of a biography on him entitled James Meredith, Warrior, and the America That Created Him.
As you were growing up, did you have any sort of personal, special experiences with James Meredith?
Yes. When I was young, he had a magazine called Outlook Magazine. And I can remember when I was maybe 10 or so, me and my best friend, Belinda, used to fold the pages of his magazine. That was my first encounter business-wise. And when I was in my late teens, early 20s, I was his property manager. When he moved away from Jackson, I managed the property, collected the rent, and hired people to paint or things like that.
I would kind of like to hear a little bit about James Meredith's childhood. What were his experiences as a kid growing up?
Well, to start off, he was the sixth of 10 children.
Wow.
He was his father's sixth child and his mother's first child. His mother was his father's second wife. And he grew up on a farm, an 84-acre farm, on the outskirts of Kosciuszko, Mississippi. He started school at age 3. His father and some other farmers used their resources, mules, horses, to start a school in 1930, 3 years before he was born. So he started school at age 3 because his father was on the board.
Okay, and was he home taught at age 3, or did he actually go into the public school at the time?
It wasn't public. It was a private school called Cook Private School that his father and other farmers started in their rural area so that their kids could have a place to go to school.
Okay, so he actually was in a class with other students and not just taught by his father.
No, there were two teachers. It was a one-room schoolhouse. And, you know, back in, we're talking 76 or so years ago. And back then, most blacks were taught in one-room schools. They had one or two teachers, and all of them were taught in a room, an open room, by one or two teachers.
Okay, so he began his education at a very early age.
Yes.
So as he grew up, he eventually joined the U.S. military. What branch did he join again?
The Air Force.
And
like his older brother.
Like his older brothers. Did all of his brothers serve in the Air Force?
No, his oldest brother joined the Army Corps in 1940. And then it changed into the Air Force. And by the time my uncle was old enough, when he graduated from high school, he joined in 51. And then two of his other brothers, younger than him, joined the Air Force later. They were kind of following in the footsteps of an older brother.
So it was obviously an integrated branch that he went into, his unit. Did he experience any sort of forms of segregation within that or within the Air Force at the time? What was his experience there?
Well, when he joined, first of all, he graduated from high school in Florida, St. Petersburg, Florida, Gibbs High School. At that time, he had to go to Detroit to live with his oldest brother, Emmett, in order to even enlist, because a black man could not enlist in the military in the South, even though Truman had desegregated the military in 48. During boot camp, he was, I think, the only black in his unit.
Did other black men join that unit a little later?
Yes, they did.